As he announced his budget proposal for the coming year, Governor Gary Herbert proclaimed 2018 the Year of Technical Education in Utah. He set the goal of leading the nation in the number of students completing a high-quality technical education. His budget proposal includes more than $9 million in new funding for the institutions that provide it. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. Utah's technical education system serves a couple of different purposes. One, as an alternative to the standard 2 or 4 year college education that can prepare students for careers much sooner. The other is as a resource for retraining workers whose skills need updating. Rick Fulkerson is an executive with the Garf Automotive Group, who also heads up the Success in Education Foundation. He sees technical education as a great first choice for students coming out of high school, but also for those who may find themselves stuck in low-paying jobs and trying to catch up.
If they're a late bloomer, then they can go in, and all of a sudden, if they want to be, if they're interested in nursing, now again, they've got to get their GED, but a CNA certification can take them from a $7, $8 an hour wage to a $12 to $15 an hour wage. And that difference can help fund next steps. And it applies to welding, electricians, plumbers. I mean, there's a lot of trade school certification that really can get them into very, very good paying jobs. And then there's other pathways, computer science, programming, coding, digital marketing, digital media. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
Fulkerson recently chaired a panel discussion at Utah Valley University that included several students who have chosen to pursue technical education first. Christina Neunaj was among them. She grew up in Milwaukee and says her parents hoped that she'd become a doctor. She landed in Utah after high school with little interest in medicine, but a lot of curiosity about the world. So she spent a couple of years riding freight trains all over the country before she came back and started a 4-semester program to learn welding at Salt Lake Community College. Neunaj sees a kind of beauty in doing that job well.
Like, every process is different, and when you're welding, you're looking at 3 things and like thinking about 5. Like, you want your welds to look nice, and generally, if they, the nicer they look, the more sound they are, like, structurally.
More so than in the past, technical education can also be a stepping stone to more traditional college education programs. The idea of the stackable credential, technical skills as a foundation for other training, has become important in Utah's system of higher education. David Wolstenhume is the commissioner of the Utah System of Technical Colleges. He foresees a day when students will routinely get some technical training before they go on to university studies.
Many of our students in the state of Utah really don't like to take on a lot of debt while they work on their 4-year degree. And I'll be the first to say that the more education you have, the more earning power you have in the future. But what I also am a firm believer of is our students need a way to work their way through that education if that's what they desire to do.
Utah Foundation research has shown a lack of skilled applicants for many positions in building trades, manufacturing, and computer technology. Wolstenhume says the system of technical colleges works closely with employers to build programs that lead directly to employment. And he says that relevance to jobs in today's market can be an inspiration to students.
For example, I talked to one student just the other day at Mountain Land that was in our program that we have with Exactware, which is a software company right there in Thanksgiving Point area. And this student, for example, didn't even know if he was able to go to college, didn't know if he had it, didn't know if he had what it took to complete that, and really didn't like math. In fact, that was his biggest fear, that math was something that was just going to hold him back. He never did well through high school and never expected to do well in college. But once he applied that to a specific thing that he was learning, he could see how it applied to the coding and to some other things they were working on in that program. It clicked for him.
Commissioner Wolstenhume says Utah's system of technical colleges plans to take advantage of the new attention and the new focus.
We're seeing a much higher rate of our students coming out of high school going into a technical education program. What we're going to be working on this next year, the year 2018, is together as a system, both with the system of public ed, of higher ed, and the system of tech colleges, we're going to work really hard with the governor's office and with other state agencies to change the image of technical education. So many people don't understand what's available there today, what it means, the stackable credentials, what they can do with a technical education.
Here at Utah Foundation, the goal of promoting a well-prepared workforce is right there in our mission statement, and we'll be watching at every step to see what happens with this facet of Utah's overall education system. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan public policy research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. We invite you to visit our website at utahfoundation.org to review and download our research reports on a range of topics, including education, tax policy, health care, and other critical issues for Utah voters and policymakers. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.